Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. I've got an article from the Christian Post, and we have Ken Ham, young creationist. Ken Ham speaking at Cedarville University, a private Baptist school in Ohio, that believing God created the world in 6 days serves almost as a litmus test on biblical authority, and warned that disagreeing with it is taking man's word over God's. Well, some might wonder, why is he even there? What's the point of being there? Surely everyone at a Baptist university believes such a thing, a small Baptist school in Ohio. But the reality is, in many regards, the church, the big evangelical church, is losing or has already lost the battle on 6 days of creation. And the reason I believe that we are losing the battle on 6 days of creation is multifaceted in its reasons, but I would suggest to you that one of them, or one of several reasons, is that the assumption is made that everyone believes this, so there's not a necessity to teach it and emphasize it and go over it and to discuss it, that the assumption is that this is just common knowledge in Sunday school classes, etc., and then in reality, it's not, and it's not being discussed, and it's not being dialogued about. It's not being taught. And Ken Ham brings to our attention some excellent points today. He says, talking about the 6 days, what we're really talking about is, does it really matter what God says? It's an authority issue, he said. Ham argued that there's a major problem in the church right now, pointing to statistics that suggest that there is a mass exodus of faith in America. He said that one of the major problems is that people no longer believe that biblical authority is relevant and instead are trusting in theories like evolution to explain the creation of the world. Now, on a side note, as a related side note, a couple weeks ago we did a podcast where Andy Stanley really emphasizes that the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is in fact the linchpin, and it's not biblical authority, and that we don't have to have veracity in the bizarre Old Testament events, that Christ's resurrection is sufficient. So what you have is this hodgepodge of truth kind of being assembled in a way that's supposed to meld evolution with the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's a giant elephant in the room, or a major problem with that theory. And the problem is, can we trust the apostles to tell us the truth with regard to the resurrection of Jesus Christ if they couldn't get it right on creation? This is the issue that must be emphasized, must be discussed, must be taught, is the connectivity between the words of the apostles in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, the apostle John. If there wasn't a tree of life in the Garden of Eden, why should I have any confidence that there's a tree of life in a new heaven and a new earth? If I can't count on the authenticity of what's in the book of Genesis, and then my book of Revelation written by the Apostle John, who writes John and 1 John and 2 John and 3 John and book of Revelation, who tells me about this tree of life. Well, if he's not right on that because he's not right on this, if I can't trust him on here, then why would I trust him here? So he's the one that told me Jesus rose from the grave, but when it comes to a tree of life and drawing the parallels to the tree of life in Genesis, well, that's a myth. I mean, don't you see how if we don't have a consistency in the biblical authority from Genesis 1 to the book of Revelation, then don't you see how we lose it all? That we can't cherry pick what we believe to be true and build cases on one versus the other. And this is a this is a real problem with apologists who don't want to emphasize biblical authority because of the difficulty of things like Jonah in the belly of a whale. But what they don't seem to connect for some reason is, don't you lose credibility when you have Jesus saying, just as Jonah was, so will I be. But in reality, Jonah was a myth. So why would we believe that your resurrection or your burial and your death and your burial and your resurrection isn't also a myth? And that's the point that Ken Ham is making, and it's one worthy of lessons in Sunday school. It's one worthy of lessons in Sunday school. Let me give you another example. 2 Peter chapter number 3. Beloved, I now write to you in the second epistle, in both of which I stir you up by your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days and they'll walk according to their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly forget that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in water, by which the world that was then existed, that world perished. Now notice, please, being flooded with water. So here's what liberal or old earth or questioning evangelicals, or maybe they're not quite evangelicals, but they claim to be Christian, and men like Andy Stanley and others want us to believe that when Peter said he saw the resurrected Lord, that he was right, that he was accurate, that we can trust him because Peter saw the resurrected Lord and it changed his life. But when Peter said in 2 Peter chapter number 3 that the earth was flooded, that Peter was confused. Don't you see how an attorney in a court of law would just rip that to shreds? That would rip that to shreds. So did God create the heavens and the earth in 6 literal days, or is it thousands of years? Okay, that might be a method of interpretation within the days. But let me tell you what you can't have. And Ken Ham makes this point. You can't have death. You can't have millions of years of dying. And therein lies the problem with this old earth theory. Was there death during those thousands and thousands of years? Or is death a result of sin? Or is death a result of sin? Did we have dinosaurs ripping animals apart before the fall? Or was there no death before the fall, and only after the fall was death introduced into the world? That's the real issue. Because if death existed before the fall, then the promise of Genesis 3:15 is really not that assuring. Because death is not a result of sin, so Christ conquering sin is not really a big deal. Because it existed before sin. And therein lies the real rub, or the issue, that is just virtually ignored. Ken Ham says, Christians who accept millions of years are mixing the religion of death with the religion of life. Death came after sin. Jesus conquered it. Evolution requires death over millions of years. Death is a friend that produces life, and death ends it all, he wrote in another Facebook post. All right, well, those are my thoughts for this Sunday morning. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.